Look around you. Every single day, someone is putting in more effort than you. Someone is staying up later, starting earlier, and pushing harder. And here's the thing. They're not doing it once in a while. They're doing it every single day. That's why they're moving ahead, and that's why most people never catch them. Being the best isn't about posting that you're working hard. It's about actually doing it when nobody's there to clap for you. It's about showing up on the days you're tired, bored, or unmotivated, and still giving it everything you've got. Ask yourself, right now, are you truly grinding at the level you say you want to reach? Or are you letting comfort win? Because if you want to be the best, you can't just work sometimes. You have to grind daily until there's no question who stands at the top. Chapter 1. Start your day with actions that move you forward. When you wake up in the morning, you have a choice. You can move toward the life you want, or you can let another day pass without progress. Most people think that success comes from random bursts of inspiration or waiting until they feel ready. But the truth is, the best in any field don't wait for the right moment. They create it by starting their day with actions that move them forward. If you want to be the best, you can't afford to spend your mornings drifting through meaningless routine. Your day's direction is decided in the first hours after you wake up. And if you waste them, you lose momentum before you've even begun. The first thing to understand is that mornings are not just about waking up, they are about setting the tone for everything that follows. If you begin your day in a lazy, unfocused state, you carry that same energy into your work. On the other hand, if you begin with purpose and discipline, you take control of your pace, your productivity, and your results. The best performers understand this deeply. They treat their mornings as a sacred time to get ahead, not a time to coast. They use those early hours to make decisions and take actions that others will postpone for later. That's why they pull ahead. This doesn't mean you need a complicated morning routine filled with fancy steps. You don't need a perfect setup or expensive tools. You simply need to do the work that matters before distractions take control. The reason is simple. Your mind is freshest in the morning. You have the most clarity, the most mental energy, and the least interference. If you give those valuable hours away to social media, meaningless conversations, or random browsing, you waste your most valuable resource. You can't get that time back. The difference between an average performer and the best often comes down to how they use those first few hours of the day. When I talk about starting your day with actions that move you forward, I'm not talking about filling your morning with busy work. Many people start their day responding to emails, scrolling through messages, or checking the news. They think they're being productive because they're doing something, but those actions don't move you toward your goals in a meaningful way. They don't build your skills, they don't push your limits, and they don't produce results you can measure. They just keep you occupied. Real progress comes from doing the work that brings you closer to where you want to be. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's difficult. For example, if you're building a business, the first actions of your day should focus on growth, making sales calls, improving your product, creating something valuable for your customers. If you're working on your career, the first actions should involve developing your skills, tackling the most challenging project, or preparing for opportunities before they appear. If you're working on your health, your morning should involve physical training, meal preparation, or planning your nutrition for the day. It's about identifying the work that creates real progress and putting it first. Why first? Because life will always give you reasons to delay. If you tell yourself you'll work on the important stuff later, later never comes. The day fills up with interruptions, emergencies, and low-value tasks that demand your attention. By the time you think you can focus, your energy is gone. This is why the best in any field front-load their day with the most critical actions. They don't leave their progress to chance. They make sure it happens before the rest of the world pulls them in other directions. Another key reason for starting your day with forward-moving actions is the psychological effect it creates. When you complete meaningful work early, you build a sense of achievement that drives you through the rest of the day. You carry confidence into every decision. You feel in control, not because everything went perfectly, but because you did the work that mattered. This is a quiet but powerful force. It turns your mindset from reactive to proactive. Instead of feeling like you're chasing the day, you feel like you're leading it. But understand something important. It takes discipline to do this consistently. Discipline means doing what moves you forward, even when you don't feel like it. That's the real grind. Not the glamorous moments you post online, but the daily choice to put in the work when it would be easier to waste time. Many people sabotage themselves by waiting for motivation to strike. They think, I'll start when I feel ready, but readiness never comes. The best know that motivation follows action, not the other way around. You start first, and the energy to keep going comes after. You can build this habit by making your mornings predictable in a productive way. That doesn't mean every day will feel the same, but your first actions should be consistent. Wake up at a set time, keep your phone away until your first block of work is done. Know exactly what your most important task is before you go to bed. When you wake up, there should be no decision to make about where to start. Decision fatigue is real. Don't waste your freshest energy figuring out what to do. Use it to do the work that matters. There's another layer to this. When you commit to starting your day with forward-moving actions, you're training your mind to value progress over comfort. You're telling yourself that the things you want in life are worth working for, even before the day has fully started. This creates a mental toughness that shows up in every part of your life. You stop looking for the easiest way out and start seeking the most direct way forward. That's how you develop the resilience to push through challenges instead of shrinking from them. People often ask why they can't seem to get ahead, even though they're working hard. The truth is, they're often working hard on the wrong things at the wrong time. You can work all day on low priority tasks and feel exhausted without actually moving closer to your goal. The best separate themselves by focusing on high value actions first thing in the morning. They don't get lost in the noise, they go straight to what matters most. That's how they make visible progress, week after week, month after month. If you take an honest look at your mornings right now, ask yourself, are they setting you up to win, or are they holding you back? Do you start with clarity and purpose, or do you start in reaction mode, letting outside forces decide your direction? If your mornings are filled with distraction, your results will reflect it. If they're filled with progress, your results will reflect that too. The choice is yours every single day. Starting your day with actions that move you forward is not about perfection. You will have days where things don't go as planned. But the standard you set for yourself is what matters. Even if you can only put in 30 focused minutes before the day gets busy, do it. That small consistent effort compounds over time. The key is to protect that time fiercely. Treat it as non-negotiable, because once you give it away, you can't get it back. It's easy to look at people who are the best in their field and think they have some secret advantage. In reality, their secret is simple. They use their mornings to get ahead, while others waste. They choose discipline over distraction. They grind on the work that matters before the rest of the world is even awake. This is not luck. It's the result of a deliberate choice, made over and over again, until it becomes second nature. If you want to rise to the top of your field, if you want to be known as the best, you have to respect your mornings. They are the launch pad for your success. Stop letting them slip away in small meaningless actions. Start putting your energy where it counts. On the work that moves you forward. Do it before the day gets noisy. Do it before you get pulled in 100 different directions. And do it whether you feel like it or not. Because in the end, the truth is simple. If you're not grinding, if you're not starting your day by moving forward, you can't expect to be the best. The best earn their position every single day, beginning with the very first actions they take. So tomorrow morning, choose the path that leads you there. Get up, get moving, and get ahead before the rest of the world even starts. That's how you build a life worth being proud of. Chapter 2. Push your limits when others are choosing the easy path. Most people will always look for the easiest way forward. They will cut corners, avoid discomfort, and choose tasks that feel safe and familiar. They tell themselves they're working, but in truth, they're just staying within their comfort zone. They avoid situations where they might struggle or fail. This is why so many never rise beyond average. If you want to stand out, if you want to be the best in your field, you have to be willing to push your limits when others are settling for what's easy. That's the defining difference between those who lead and those who follow. Pushing your limits means you're willing to step into situations that demand more from you than you've ever given before. It's about aiming for a higher standard than the one you're currently capable of meeting. It requires a willingness to face challenges that test your patience, your discipline, and your endurance. This is where growth happens, not in the tasks that you already know how to do, but in the ones that force you to learn, adapt, and improve. When you push your limits, you enter a space where you can't rely on what's comfortable. You have to dig deeper. You have to discover abilities you didn't know you had. Most people will never do this because it's hard. It's uncomfortable. It forces you to confront your weaknesses. But if you want to be the best, you can't run from that. You have to face it head on. Every time you choose the hard path, you're sending yourself a message. You're telling yourself you're capable of more. And every time you choose the easy path, you're telling yourself you're fine staying where you are. The more you choose comfort, the more you weaken your own potential. If you want to rise above the average, you need to stop asking, "What's the easiest way to get this done?" and start asking, "What's the most challenging way that will help me grow?" That doesn't mean making things harder for no reason. It means deliberately choosing the route that demands more from you because you know it will make you stronger. When everyone else is taking shortcuts, you take the long route. When others avoid the hardest work, you volunteer for it. When most people give up at a certain point, you keep going. You can see this principle in every high-achieving field. The athlete who wins championships isn't the one who just shows up to practice. They're the one who stays after training to work on their weaknesses. The entrepreneur who dominates their market isn't the one who sticks with what's already working. They're constantly testing, learning, and improving. The top performers in any industry are willing to do the hard work long after others have stopped. They're willing to live with the discomfort that comes with growth because they understand the payoff. This mindset has to become part of your daily approach. It's not about occasionally challenging yourself. It's about making it a standard. You decide that you will consistently choose the tasks that stretch you. You decide that you will keep going when others stop. This is how you separate yourself from the competition. And here's the truth. Most people will not follow you into this territory. That's why it's so powerful. The more you push, the smaller the group becomes. And the smaller the group becomes, the easier it is to stand out. To live this way, you have to change how you see difficulty. Most people see it as a problem to avoid. You have to see it as an opportunity to grow. Every difficult situation you face is a test, a chance to prove to yourself that you can handle more than you thought. This is not just about work or skill, it's about your identity. It's about becoming the kind of person who doesn't back down from challenges. That's what builds real confidence. Not words. Not affirmations. Actions. You can start small. Identify one area in your life where you've been coasting. Maybe it's a task you've been avoiding because it feels too big. Maybe it's a skill you've been putting off learning because it's unfamiliar. Decide today that you're going to face it. Approach it with full effort, even if you're not sure you'll succeed. That's how you train your mind to embrace difficulty. Every time you do, you expand what you're capable of. There will be days when you feel like you've hit your limit. This is where most people stop. They convince themselves they've done enough. But often, this is the moment that matters most, because you still have more to give. Your mind will tell you to quit long before your body or your abilities truly run out. You have to learn to recognize that voice and refuse to listen to it. Push a little further, do a little more. That's how you break through to new levels. It's also important to surround yourself with people who live by the same standard. If you're surrounded by people who always choose the easy path, you'll start to normalize that behavior. But if you spend time with people who challenge themselves daily, it will push you to do the same. You'll be less likely to set. You'll be reminded that your limits are only as real as you allow them to be. Another thing to remember is that pushing your limits doesn't mean recklessness. It doesn't mean working without rest or ignoring your health. It means working with intention, aiming for progress every day, and refusing to settle for what's comfortable when you know you're capable of more. It's about taking calculated risks, trying new strategies, and stepping into spaces where you might fail, but where the potential for growth is high. Every time you push your limits, you create a gap between yourself and those who won't. That gap is where your advantage lives. Over time, that advantage becomes impossible to ignore. You will have skills they don't. You will have resilience they don't. You will have a track record of overcoming obstacles that they can't match. And all of that will come from your willingness to do what they won't. The truth is, you can't expect to be the best if you're only willing to do what's comfortable. The best in the world got there because they did what others avoided. They embraced the work no one else wanted to do. They were willing to fail in order to grow. They leaned into difficulty instead of backing away. If you make that your standard, you will eventually leave the easy path crowd behind. The next time you face a decision, ask yourself, am I taking the path that will challenge me, or the one that will let me stay the same? If it's the second one, you already know the answer. Choose the path that demands more. Push a little harder than you think you can. Stay a little longer when you want to leave. Deliver a little better than you did yesterday. Over time, these small acts of pushing beyond your limits add up to massive change. Most people won't do it. They'll stay where it's safe. They'll take the easy work. They'll avoid situations that make them feel uncertain. But that's exactly why you should do the opposite. Because every time you do, you're not just moving closer to being the best, you're becoming the kind of person who can handle whatever it takes to stay there. And that's the real goal. Not just reaching the top, but having the strength, discipline, and resilience to remain there while others fall away. When you push your limits while others choose the easy path, you put yourself on a track they will never catch up to. You create separation. You build an edge, and in time, that edge becomes the difference between being average and being the best. This is the choice you have every single day. You can step into the challenge and grow, or you can settle for easy and stay the same. The results will always follow the choice you make. Chapter 3. Put in more effort daily than anyone in your circle. If you truly want to be the best, you have to set a standard of work that outpaces everyone around you. Not just on the big days, not just when you feel motivated, but every single day. The measure isn't whether you do more than you did yesterday, it's whether you do more than anyone else in your circle is willing to do today. This is the quiet advantage that separates top performers from everyone else. You can have talent, intelligence, and experience, but if you're not putting in more effort daily than the people around you, you will eventually be caught and passed by someone who does. Most people work hard only when there's pressure, when a deadline is near or when someone is watching. The rest of the time they do just enough to get by. They put in the minimum effort required to avoid failure, but the ones who rise above average don't wait for external pressure. They create their own. They set their own expectations higher than anyone else would ever set for them. They refuse to be comfortable doing the bare minimum. That's why, over time, their results become impossible to ignore. When you put in more effort than anyone in your circle, you start to create distance between you and them. At first, the difference is small. You might work an extra hour, make a few extra calls, practice a skill longer, or push for one more round of improvement. But those small differences compound over weeks, months, and years. The gap widens until it's massive. This is how someone with average starting ability can outperform someone with more natural talent, by consistently doing more, day after day. The key here is consistency. Anyone can put in a big burst of effort for a day or two. But real progress comes from showing up with maximum intent every day. It's about building a rhythm of effort that becomes part of who you are. You don't think about whether you're going to give your all. You just do it because it's your standard. This makes your work ethic reliable. You can't be exceptional one week and average the next and expect to be the best. Putting in more effort daily also means refusing to match the energy of the people around you if it's low. In most groups, the average work level is set by the majority. People will subconsciously adjust to fit in. If everyone else is moving slowly, it's tempting to match their pace. But if you want to be exceptional, you have to break from that pattern. You have to decide that your level of effort will not be influenced by their comfort zone. You choose to work with more focus, more intensity, and more persistence than anyone else in the room, whether they notice it or not. This doesn't mean you have to work in a way that burns you out. More effort is not about running yourself into the ground. It's about making each hour you put in count for more. You stay engaged. You stay deliberate. You don't just go through the motions. You ask yourself at the end of each day, did I give everything I could today? If the answer is no, you adjust tomorrow. Over time, this discipline builds a work ethic that becomes nearly unshakable. To truly put in more effort than anyone around you, you need a clear sense of what matters most. Many people work hard, but waste time on tasks that have little impact. You can work for 12 hours a day and still fall behind if your effort is scattered. Focus on the actions that produce the biggest results in your field. Prioritize them. Work on them with full concentration while others are distracted by lesser tasks. This alone can multiply the value of your effort. Another part of this is accountability. Hold yourself to a standard where excuses don't survive. If something falls short, you own it. You don't point to what others did or didn't. You look at what you could have done differently and do it better next time. This mindset ensures that your growth isn't limited by anyone else's pace. You take complete responsibility for pushing yourself forward, even when no one is pushing you. In your daily work, watch for moments when your mind says, "That's enough for today." That's the moment most people stop. But if you want to lead the pack, you push a little further. You make the extra call. You review your work one more time. You practice the skill again. That last stretch is where progress accelerates. It's also where you train your mind to see extra effort as normal rather than optional. Over time, this becomes a habit, and habits decide your future. It's important to remember that this level of effort isn't about impressing anyone else. It's about building yourself into someone who can't be outworked. Even if no one notices your extra hours, your results will eventually reveal that you're competing with the person you were yesterday and with the highest standard you can imagine for yourself, not with the comfort level of those around you. This mindset keeps you from slowing down just because others are satisfied with less. Some days, putting in more effort will feel natural. Other days, it will feel like a grind. That's when discipline matters most. When motivation is low, Your habits have to take over. If you've built the habit of pushing yourself daily, you'll keep going even when it's inconvenient, even when no one's checking in on you. And that's when you separate yourself permanently from those who only work when it's easy. Look at anyone at the top of their game, and you'll see a pattern. They didn't just put in more hours once in a while. They made it their daily standard. They didn't compare themselves to the average in their circle. They compared themselves to the best in the world. And until their effort matched or exceeded that level, they didn't slow down. This is the kind of mindset that creates champions, industry leaders, and true professionals. If you want this to work for you, stop measuring your work against the slowest in your group. Measure it against your potential. Ask yourself, if I gave my absolute best today, what would it look like? Then do that. Even if no one else in your circle is willing to match your pace, keep going. Eventually your results will speak so loudly that no one can ignore them. When you set this kind of example, you also change the environment around you. People notice when someone consistently works harder, delivers more, and does it without complaining. Some will be inspired to raise their own standards. Others will try to pull you back down to make themselves feel better. Ignore the second group completely. You're not here to be average, you're here to lead. Putting in more effort daily than anyone in your circle is a choice you make every morning. It's a commitment to outwork, outlearn and outlast. It's a decision to go to bed each night, knowing you gave everything you had. And over time, it creates a gap so wide that even those who start working harder later will have trouble catching up to you. That's the power of relentless daily effort. It builds a foundation that can't be shaken by temporary setbacks or competition. The reality is that most people won't make this choice. They'll settle for matching the pace of the group. They'll avoid pushing themselves in ways that feel uncomfortable. And that's exactly why, if you make the opposite choice, you'll stand out. Every day you push harder than the people around you, you're gaining ground they'll never get back. This is how you move from being just another person in the circle to being the one everyone looks to for results, leadership and example. If you want to hold that position, never stop raising your standard. Because the moment you start matching the comfort level of the group, you start losing the advantage you've built. Stay hungry. Stay committed. Keep asking more of yourself than anyone else will ask of you. And keep proving, day after day, that you're willing to put in the kind of effort that turns potential into undeniable results. That's how you become the best, and stay. Chapter 4. Stay focused until your work is truly finished each day. Most people believe they've worked enough the moment they feel tired or bored. They pack up, walk away, and convince themselves they've done their part for the day. But the truth is, the best in any field don't measure their effort by the clock or by how they feel. They measure it by completion. They don't leave their work half done. They don't walk away from an unfinished responsibility. They stay focused until the work is truly finished, no matter how long it takes or how much energy it demands. That mindset is one of the clearest dividing lines between the average and the exception. Staying focused until the job is complete forces you to push past mental fatigue and resist the constant pull of distractions. There will always be reasons to stop early. Messages waiting for replies, notifications lighting up your phone, conversations pulling your attention, or even just the thought of relaxing. The temptation to pause is constant, especially when you've been working for hours. But the ability to keep your attention locked in on the task until it's done is what allows you to deliver consistent, high-quality results. It's also how you build the self-trust that you will finish what you start. When you break your concentration to do something else before your task is complete, you pay a heavy cost. First, you lose momentum. It's far harder to get back into a deep working state once you've allowed yourself to step away. Second, you lower your own standard. Each time you accept almost done as good enough, you make it easier to settle next time. Over weeks and months, that habit compounds, and you find yourself producing less than you're capable of. People who operate this way don't even notice how much they've weakened their own potential until years have passed and they've been left behind. On the other hand, when you refuse to quit before you've crossed the finish line each day, you train yourself to operate with a standard that few can match. You teach your mind that discomfort, boredom, and fatigue are not valid reasons to stop. You teach yourself that results matter more than feelings. And this mindset doesn't just affect the current task, it carries over into every area of your life. You become the kind of person who follows through, no matter what. This level of focus requires discipline in how you approach your day. You can't expect to maintain concentration if you constantly leave room for distractions. If you work with your phone in your hand, notifications popping up on your computer, or conversations happening around you, your mind will constantly shift away from your main objective. You have to build a work environment where the task in front of you has your full attention until it's done. This means shutting down interruptions, setting clear priorities before you begin, and refusing to jump from one task to another before completing the first. It also means being clear with yourself about what finished really means. Many people stop when the work is technically acceptable, but far from their best, they turn in something adequate because it's easier than pushing themselves to deliver at a higher standard. But if you want to separate yourself from the majority, finished should mean you've done it to the absolute best of your ability, with no corners cut, no details overlooked, and no half measures. When you leave your work each day knowing it's as strong as you could make it, you start building a track record that speaks for itself. A key part of staying focused until the work is finished is managing your energy wisely throughout the day. You can't expect to maintain high concentration if you spend your best hours on tasks that don't matter. Start with the most important work when your mind is sharp, and save the smaller, less demanding tasks for later. If you waste your peak focus hours on minor activities, you'll struggle to finish the big tasks without burning yourself out late in the day. High performers know this and protect their prime working hours fiercely. Finishing your work daily doesn't mean you work endlessly without rest. Short breaks can actually help maintain focus, but they should be intentional and structured. A quick reset is different from abandoning your work. The moment you treat a break as an escape from a challenging task, you're training yourself to run from difficult. Breaks should serve your focus, not destroy it. One of the biggest reasons people struggle to finish their work each day is they underestimate how long tasks will take. They overcommit, spread themselves too thin, and leave projects dangling. The solution is to be realistic with your daily workload and then give your full effort to completing what you've committed to. It's better to finish 3 important things completely than to start 10 and leave them all unfinished. Another common trap is telling yourself you'll finish it tomorrow. That's a dangerous habit. Tomorrow always seems like it will have more time, more energy, and fewer problems. But tomorrow brings its own set of distractions and challenges. What you leave incomplete today doesn't just wait quietly. It weighs on your mind, clutters your focus, and reduces your ability to work effectively tomorrow. High achievers know this, so they make it a rule to close out as much as possible today. You also need to understand that focus is like a muscle. It strengthens when you train it, and weakens when you neglect it. Every time you push yourself to stay with a task until it's done, you're building mental endurance. Over time, your ability to focus for long stretches grows naturally. But every time you give in to distraction before completion, you're conditioning yourself to tolerate less. This is why the discipline to finish is so valuable. It's a form of training that makes every other part of your work stronger. Staying focused until your work is truly done is also a matter of personal pride. It's about being able to say to yourself at the end of the day, "I did everything I committed to." That sense of integrity builds confidence. You know you can rely on yourself to follow through. That confidence then fuels your ability to take on bigger goals and higher standards. On the other hand, if you constantly leave things unfinished, you slowly erode your self-belief. you begin to question your own reliability, and that doubt spills into other areas of your life. Some people argue that they do their best work under pressure, so they intentionally leave things incomplete until the last moment. In reality, this is usually an excuse for procrastination. Working well under pressure is valuable, but it's not a sustainable strategy for excellence. The best results come from consistent, deliberate focus, not from last-minute scrambles. If you make a habit of finishing your work daily, you won't have to rely on panic to push you. When you develop this discipline, you also send a message to those around you. People notice when you consistently finish what you start. They see you as dependable, someone who delivers without needing to be chased. This builds trust and respect in any environment, whether it's your workplace, your business, or your personal life. People know that if you take something on, it will get done, and that reputation is worth more than you might realize. There's also a deep satisfaction in closing out each day with your work complete. You can rest without the nagging feeling of unfinished business hanging over you. You can wake up the next morning, ready to start fresh instead of having yesterday's leftovers drain your energy. This kind of mental clarity is an advantage most people overlook. When you're not weighed down by half-finished tasks, you can give your full focus to new opportunity. This level of commitment isn't easy. There will be days when you want to stop early, when the temptation to quit is strong. But those are the days when following through matters most. The ability to finish despite discomfort is one of the rarest and most valuable skills you can develop. It's what allows you to maintain momentum when others are stalling. If you make this your standard, if you decide that every day ends only when the work is truly finished, you will separate yourself from the majority almost immediately. Over time, the gap will grow. You'll produce more, you'll build a stronger reputation, and you'll develop the kind of discipline that carries over into every area of your life. This isn't about perfection, it's about refusing to leave the day half done. It's about showing up fully until the last important task is complete. And when you do that, day after day, you won't just be productive, you'll be unstoppable.
Chapter 5. Choose productive actions over entertainment every single evening. Evenings are where most people quietly lose the progress they worked for all day. They come home, tell themselves they've earned a break, and fall into a pattern of aimless scrolling, watching shows, or engaging in activities that give them nothing in return. Hours pass, and they go to bed feeling like they needed more time, not realizing they gave it away willingly. If you want to separate yourself from the crowd, you have to treat your evenings as an opportunity for advancement, not just a block of time to waste on easy pleasures. The hours after your main workday hold more potential than most people realize, and the way you spend them will either pull you forward or slowly hold you in place. Choosing productive actions over entertainment in the evening is about understanding the value of every remaining hour in your day. It's not about eliminating rest entirely. Rest is important, but for most, entertainment doesn't serve as true rest. It's just distraction. Real rest restores your body and clears your mind. Entertainment often numbs you without actually helping you recover. The result is that you end the night no better than you started it, and you start the next day without any real momentum from the night before. When you choose to fill your evenings with actions that have purpose, you double the progress you can make over time. This could mean improving a skill, building a side project, studying something relevant to your goals, organizing your priorities for tomorrow, or improving your health through training and proper preparation. Even an hour of such activity each evening compounds into massive gains over months and years. Meanwhile, someone spending that same hour on mindless entertainment remains exactly where they've been. The difference in outcomes is staggering over the long run. The challenge is that entertainment feels easier in the moment. After a full day, your mind looks for relief, and entertainment offers an immediate escape. That's why discipline is required here. Discipline isn't about denying yourself all pleasure. It's about deciding what you want most and then acting accordingly, even when an easier option is tempting. If your evenings are filled with activities that push you forward, you start to see them as just as important as the first hours of your morning. Many people tell themselves they'll work on their goals if there's time left after relaxing, but time doesn't appear on its own, you make it by prioritizing. If you put entertainment first, productivity gets whatever scraps are left, and usually there are none. If you put productive actions first, entertainment can fill whatever time remains without stealing from your growth. And when you choose this order consistently, you notice something important. Entertainment feels better when you've already accomplished something meaningful. It's a reward, not an escape. Your evenings are also a chance to build momentum for the next day. When you use them to plan tomorrow, finish small but important tasks, or prepare your environment for the morning, you give yourself a head start. This reduces wasted time and mental clutter when the day begins. High achievers know that tomorrow starts tonight. They don't leave it to chance. They set themselves up so they can start strong as soon as the day begins. One of the most effective ways to maintain evening productivity is to set a clear plan for it. If you don't decide in advance what you'll do after your main work hours, you'll default to the easiest option available, which is usually entertainment. Have specific measurable actions ready. Instead of vaguely saying, "I'll work on my goals tonight," decide that you'll spend 45 minutes learning a skill, 30 minutes on a physical workout, and 20 minutes organizing your priorities. The clearer the plan, the less mental resistance you'll face. You also have to be honest about what entertainment is doing for you. Ask yourself if it's truly making your life better, or just filling the time between now and sleep. Most of the time the answer is uncomfortable, it's just filling time. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy entertainment, but it should be a conscious choice, not a default behavior. When you flip the default so that productivity comes first, you discover you can still enjoy entertainment without it taking over your evening. Another point to consider is the influence of your environment. If you surround yourself with people who spend every evening in front of a screen, you'll naturally feel pulled to do the same. If you keep your environment full of distractions, streaming platforms ready to play the next episode, your phone within arm's reach, you'll have to fight temptation constantly. Make it easier to choose productivity by setting up your space so that productive actions are the natural choice. Keep your work materials ready and accessible. Put physical distance between yourself and your entertainment devices until you've done your most important evening tasks. Your mindset toward evenings also needs to shift. Instead of seeing them as a time when you're off the clock, see them as a second opportunity to build your future. You've already invested in your day. Why stop before you've maximized it? When you think of evenings this way, you start to protect them the same way you protect your workday. You start to realize that those hours can be the difference between barely making progress and accelerating toward your goals. The truth is, your competition is probably relaxing right now. That's the moment you have the advantage. If you're working when they aren't, learning when they aren't, improving when they aren't, you're quietly pulling ahead. This doesn't require working at a frantic pace. It simply means you choose to move forward while others stand still. Over time, the gap between you and them becomes impossible to close. Evenings can be incredibly productive because you control them fully. During the day, other people's demands may dictate your schedule, meetings, deadlines, and unexpected tasks. But in the evening, you decide how to use your time. If you choose well, those hours become your most powerful weapon for long-term success. If you choose poorly, they become a sinkhole for your potential. One of the best habits you can build is using your evenings to strengthen areas you can't focus on during the day. This might mean personal development, deep creative work, improving your fitness, or learning something new. Because evenings are quieter, they're ideal for uninterrupted work. Even one focused session each night can put you ahead of most people who use the same time passively consuming. You'll also find that productive evenings lead to more satisfying days overall. When you go to bed knowing you spent your evening well, you sleep with a sense of progress. You wake up more motivated because you know you're building something. Compare that to going to bed after hours of empty entertainment. You wake up no closer to your goals, and the cycle repeats. The emotional difference is real and powerful. This isn't about never relaxing. It's about making relaxation a choice, instead of a habit that takes over your most valuable hours. It's about making sure that at least part of your evening contributes to the life you're building. Even if you only dedicate a portion of the time to productive work, that choice compounds into extraordinary results. At the end of the day, you have to decide what matters more, temporary amusement or lasting progress. The people who achieve their goals consistently are the ones who make the harder choice more often. They put purpose before pleasure, knowing that the pleasure will still be there later, but the opportunity to grow will not. Every evening you spend on productive actions is a step toward the future you want. Every evening you waste on meaningless distraction is a step away from it. If you truly want to be the best, you can't afford to waste the hours that are completely under your control. Use your evenings as a strategic advantage. Fill them with actions that bring you closer to your goals. Build skills, complete projects, strengthen your health, and prepare for tomorrow. Entertainment will always be there, but the chance to get ahead will not. Make the choice every evening to move forward, and you'll soon see the difference between your life and the lives of those who didn't. That's how you turn the quiet hours of the night into the foundation for extraordinary success.
Chapter 6. Do the work today that others will avoid forever. Most people spend their lives avoiding the very work that would change their future. They push it aside, pretend it isn't urgent, or convince themselves that it's someone else's responsibility. They find comfort in the familiar and hide from the uncomfortable. This is why they remain stuck in the same place year after year. The work they avoid is often the exact thing that would move them forward faster than anything else. If you want to rise to the top, you have to do the work today that others will avoid forever. That choice is what will set you apart in ways most will never understand. This type of work is rarely glamorous. It's the kind that forces you to confront your weaknesses, the kind that requires more patience, more skill, and more persistence than anyone likes to admit. It's difficult, it's often thankless in the short term, and it demands consistency without immediate reward. But that's the reason so few people will do it, and why those who do will eventually stand out in any field. Doing the work others avoid begins with seeing opportunity where most see discomfort. It means identifying the tasks that make people say, "I'll get to that someday," and deciding that today is the day you'll start. Most people operate with a list of things they know they should do, but don't. They say they're too busy, too tired, or not ready yet, but the truth is, they don't want to face the effort it will take. That hesitation is your opening. It's where you can step in, take action, and separate yourself from the pack. Every profession, every business, every goal has its set of difficult actions that make the difference between average and exceptional. In sales, it might be making cold calls every day while others wait for leads to come to them. In health, it might be sticking to disciplined nutrition and training long after the initial excitement fades. In personal development, it might be confronting your own habits and making uncomfortable changes. Whatever it is, it's the work that people will talk about but avoid doing. Your advantage comes from doing it without hesitation. There's something powerful about tackling the hardest work first. It creates a sense of strength and momentum that carries into everything else you do. When you start your day by completing the task most people fear, you immediately know you've done something meaningful. You've built progress while others are still deciding if they should start. That's a psychological advantage that compounds over time. The more you practice it, the less intimidating hard work becomes. You also need to understand that avoiding difficult work doesn't make it disappear. It only delays it. The challenges don't vanish because you refuse to face them. They simply pile up and get harder. People who avoid them end up dealing with bigger problems later, often under worse conditions. On the other hand, those who face the work head-on solve issues before they grow and open doors that remain closed to everyone else. One reason people avoid hard work is because it's uncomfortable to not be good at something immediately.
They don't like the learning curve, the awkward beginnings, or the slow pace of improvement. But you can't skip that phase. You have to accept being inexperienced at first, knowing that with repetition you'll improve faster than you expect. The willingness to be bad at something temporarily in order to master it long term is rare, but it's essential if you want to claim opportunities others will never touch. There's also a sense of pride that comes from knowing you do what others won't. Not arrogance, but the quiet confidence that comes from building a reputation for reliability and strength. People will notice, even if they don't say it out loud. They'll remember that you take on the work they avoid, that you can be trusted with the challenges no one else will step up to handle. That reputation will open opportunities before your competition even hears about them. If you want to get serious about this, start identifying the avoided work in your own environment. It's usually the same for everyone, it's just that most pretend not to see it. It might be tedious, it might be physically demanding, it might require deep concentration, or it might mean taking responsibility for tough decisions. Whatever it is, commit to becoming the person who takes it on consistently. And don't wait for permission. Most people avoid hard work because they believe someone needs to assign it to them. But leadership isn't given, it's taken. If you step up without being asked, you demonstrate initiative and ownership. That's the fastest way to earn respect from the right people and to create distance between yourself and everyone else. Doing the work others avoid also builds resilience. The more you handle challenging situations, the less they bother you. What used to feel overwhelming becomes routine. While others panic in the face of difficulty, you remain calm and in control because you've been there before. This resilience is one of the most valuable traits you can develop. It applies not only to work, but to every part of life. The long-term rewards of this approach are huge. You'll acquire skills faster than your peers because you're working on the tasks that actually teach you something. You'll build endurance by consistently taking on more than the average person can handle. You'll develop problem-solving abilities because the work others avoid usually comes with the toughest problems to solve. Over time, you become irreplaceable because you've built a level of competence and toughness that's hard to match. You must also be prepared for the fact that this kind of work is often invisible at first. You might not get immediate recognition. People might take it for granted. But don't confuse the lack of applause with a lack of value. The recognition always comes later, often in the form of opportunities that others will never receive. By the time people realize how far ahead you are, it's too late for them to catch up. Another critical point, don't confuse busyness with this type of work. You can stay busy all day without touching the hard avoided tasks. The difference is in the impact. Busy work keeps you moving, but doesn't elevate you. Avoided work moves you forward significantly, even if it's slower and harder. This is why so many people remain stuck. They're active, but never tackle the few things that would actually change their results. You'll know you're on the right path when you start to feel resistance to doing something, but decide to do it anyway. That resistance is a signal. It's pointing you directly toward the kind of work that others are avoiding. Lean into it instead of running from it. The discomfort you feel is the exact reason this work holds so much value. If you want to build a life that stands apart, you have to be willing to walk into the spaces others avoid. Not once in a while, not when it's convenient. Every day, even small consistent steps into avoided work will transform your capabilities over time. The more you do it, the less it intimidates you. Eventually, it becomes part of your identity. You're the person who gets it done when others look away. Every great career, every strong business, every personal achievement has moments where someone decided to do the work others refused to touch. That's the decision that changes everything. If you make that decision today and keep making it, you'll build an edge that can't be bought, borrowed, or faked. You'll develop the strength, skill, and resilience that make you unstoppable. And when others are still avoiding the hard work years from now, you'll be living the rewards they'll never see.
Chapter 7. Push harder every day until your skills feel unshakable. Skills don't become unshakable by accident. They don't reach a level of mastery through occasional practice, light effort, or only working when you feel inspired.
They become unshakable through relentless, deliberate repetition, by pushing yourself every single day to go beyond where you were yesterday. This is the quiet truth behind every person who has reached the top of their craft. They weren't born with unshakable skill. They built it brick by brick, hour by hour, day after day, while others were satisfied staying comfortable. Pushing harder every day means refusing to coast. It means not accepting yesterday's standard as good enough. Every time you show up to practice, work, or train, you're looking for a way to increase your precision, improve your control, and refine your ability. You can't get this by repeating what you already know you can do. You only get there by challenging yourself in ways that make you uncomfortable, stretching your limits, demanding more accuracy, more speed, more understanding, more depth. This constant demand for improvement is what forges skill into something that feels like second nature. Many people believe that once they've reached a certain level of competence, they can relax and just maintain it. But skills don't stay sharp without pressure. Just like muscles weaken without training, skills decay when you stop pushing. Even the most talented individuals lose their edge if they stop demanding more from themselves. That's why the best never stop learning. Never stop refining, never stop testing themselves against harder challenges. They understand that mastery isn't a finish line, it's a constant pursuit. Daily effort is the foundation here, but not just any effort. Mindless repetition won't make your skills unshakable. It has to be focused, intentional work. Every session should have a purpose. Maybe you're improving your weakest area, maybe you're refining a strength. Maybe you're adding a new layer of difficulty. The point is, you're never just going through the motions. Every day, you're building a stronger connection between your mind and your craft. The difference between average skill and unshakable skill often comes down to how you respond when the work feels repetitive or tedious. Most people back off when the excitement fades. They tell themselves they've practiced enough and that it's time to take it easy. The few who go on to become unshakable don't stop at that point, they keep going, because they know the deeper layers of mastery only appear after you've worked past boredom and into discipline. Another key part of building unshakable skill is seeking out situations where you can't rely on comfort. You deliberately put yourself in environments that force you to adapt. You expose your weaknesses by practicing in conditions that make mistakes more likely. You test your abilities in real situations, under pressure, with no room for shortcuts. Every time you do, you strengthen, not just your technique, but your confidence. You know you can perform anywhere, under any circumstances, because you've done it before when it was hard. There's also the matter of raising your expectations for what good enough means. For most people, good enough is the point where they stop. For you, it should be the starting point for your next push. When you look at your work, your training, or your results, you should be asking yourself, what's the next level? What would make this even stronger? This constant questioning keeps you from getting stuck. It keeps you from letting your skills level off into mediocrity. You'll also notice that as your skills grow, the gap between you and the average widens dramatically. This is because improvement compounds. A small gain today makes tomorrow's work more effective. That improvement then fuels the next and the next, until the progress you've made is almost unrecognizable compared to where you started. But that compounding only happens when you're consistent, when you're showing up and pushing, even on the days you'd rather take it easy. One of the greatest benefits of pushing every day is that it makes your skills adaptable. You're not just memorizing one way of doing things, you're building an understanding so deep that you can adjust instantly to whatever the situation demands. You can change techniques midstream, recover from mistakes without panic, and innovate on the spot. That kind of adaptability is what makes skill unshakable. It means you're not just good when everything goes according to plan, you're just as effective when nothing does. This process also changes your relationship with pressure. Most people's skills fall apart under stress, because they've only practiced in perfect conditions. But when you push yourself daily, you train your skills under all kinds of circumstances. You learn to work while tired, to think clearly when the stakes are high, and to stay calm in the face of setbacks. Pressure stops being a threat, and becomes just another condition you're prepared for. To keep pushing without burning out, you need to measure progress in a way that keeps you motivated. Track the small wins. The faster execution, the cleaner technique, the better results under pressure. These improvements prove to you that your daily push is working, even when the changes are subtle. Over time, you'll look back and see just how far you've come, and that fuels your drive to keep going. Surrounding yourself with people who challenge you is another crucial part of this process. If you're always the most skilled person in your circle, you'll naturally start coasting. But if you put yourself among people who are further along, you'll have to raise your game just to keep up. They'll push you in ways you can't push yourself, and they'll expose gaps you might not see on your own. That constant challenge forces you to keep refining your skills until they're solid under any conditions. You also have to remove the safety nets that make it easy to back off, set deadlines, make commitments that require you to perform at your best. Put yourself in situations where there's a cost to not delivering. These external pressures help keep you from drifting into complacency. They make it harder to settle for less than your full ability, and that pressure builds the kind of resilience that makes your skills durable for life. One thing you'll notice after pushing daily for long enough is that your skills start to feel like an extension of who you are. You no longer have to think about every movement, every decision, every step. It flows naturally. But you can't mistake that feeling for the end of your development. Even at that point, you keep refining. The moment you stop pushing is the moment your skills stop growing. And if they're not growing, they're weakening. The people who truly master their craft understand that the process never ends. They know that every day is an opportunity to reinforce what they know and expand what they can do. They've learned to find satisfaction not just in the results, but in the act of pushing itself. That's why their skills never fade, while others who stop pushing eventually slip backward. The reality is simple. If you want your skills to be unshakable, you have to earn that security through daily effort. You can't buy it, borrow it, or fake. It comes from the hours you put in when no one is watching, from the challenges you accept when it would be easier to back away, from the standards you set that refuse to bend. Push harder every day. And you won't just improve, you'll reach a point where your skills are so deeply ingrained, so thoroughly tested, that they hold steady no matter what life throws at you. That's when you know they're truly unshakable. Chapter 8. Stay disciplined when no one is there to watch you. True discipline isn't about how you act when people are watching, it's about the choices you make when no one will ever know. Anyone can look committed in public. Anyone can talk about their goals, post their efforts online, or appear dedicated when the spotlight is on them. But the real test is in the moments that are invisible to others. It's when there's no audience, no recognition, no immediate reward, and no one to hold you accountable. In those moments, your actions reveal who you truly are. That's where self-discipline either lives or dies. Staying disciplined when no one is there to watch you means you've internalized your standards so deeply that they no longer depend on external pressure. You don't work hard just to be seen working hard. You work hard because that's who you've decided to be. You keep your commitments because your word matters to you, even if no one else will ever find out. You follow your plan not because someone is checking on you, but because you've committed to yourself and you take that commitment seriously. The challenge is that without an audience, it's easy to let things slide. No one will call you out if you skip a session, cut corners, or put in half the effort. That's why so many people drift away from their goals. They depend on others to hold them accountable. The problem with relying on that is simple. There will always be times when no one is there to keep you on track. If you can't hold yourself to your own standard, you will always be at risk of falling apart when you're alone. This is why self-discipline is one of the rarest and most valuable traits you can develop. It means you've reached a level where your motivation doesn't depend on applause or approval. You don't need anyone to remind you to show up, to push yourself, or to finish what you've started. You've set a standard and decided you will live by it, regardless of who's paying attention. This gives you an unshakable foundation because you can be trusted to stay consistent even when the conditions aren't perfect. One of the most important parts of developing discipline in private is learning to manage your environment. When you're alone, distractions can be overwhelming. There's no one to pull you back on track, no one to remind you of your goal. You have to design your surroundings so that the productive choice is easier to make than the distracting one. That might mean removing temptations, setting clear boundaries for your time, and creating a workspace that supports focus instead of pulling you toward avoidance. It also means learning to follow through on your plans exactly as you would if someone were going to check your work. When you set a task for yourself, you complete it fully without cutting corners. You don't rush through it just to get it done. You treat it with the same seriousness you would if you were presenting it to a mentor, a client, or an audience. This habit builds a reputation with yourself. You start to trust your own follow-through, and that trust strengthens your discipline even more. Another critical piece is being honest about your effort. It's easy to fool yourself in private. You can say you worked hard, but deep down you know if you didn't give your best. You can say you stayed focused, but you know if you were distracted. Private discipline demands brutal honesty with yourself. You have to be willing to admit when you've fallen short and then immediately correct course. That kind of honesty is uncomfortable, but it's the only way to grow into someone who truly stays disciplined without supervision. To make discipline stick when you're alone, you also need a clear vision of what you're working toward. Vague goals won't keep you consistent when there's no one to remind you why you started. You need specific targets that matter deeply to you, things that are worth sacrificing comfort for. When you have a compelling reason, it's easier to choose discipline over distraction, even when the choice is private and no one will know if you take the easier route. You should also understand that private discipline isn't about perfection. You will have days when you fall short. What matters is whether you return to your standards immediately. Many people break their own rules once and then use that as an excuse to stop trying. The disciplined person treats mistakes as temporary and recommits without delay. This quick recovery is part of what makes discipline sustainable. It's about getting back on track, not demanding flawlessness. It's also useful to think about the kind of person you're becoming through your private choices. Every decision you make when you're alone is shaping your identity. Are you becoming someone who can be relied on, even by yourself? Or are you becoming someone who caves the moment no one is watching? The answer isn't decided in public, it's decided in the quiet, unseen hours. If you want to build a reputation for strength, start by earning it privately first. Another benefit of strong private discipline is that it makes public discipline easier. When you've built the habit of working hard without an audience, performing well when people are watching becomes second nature. You don't have to manufacture effort for show, you're simply doing what you always do. This authenticity is powerful, and people can sense it. They can tell when your consistency is real, and not just for appearance. You'll also find that being disciplined in private builds a level of confidence that's hard to match. You know you've done the work, even if no one else saw it. You know your preparation is real. You're not relying on luck or bluffing your way through challenges. You've put in the effort when it counted most. That quiet confidence gives you an advantage in any situation, because you're standing on a foundation of truth, not pretending to be more prepared than you are. To keep yourself disciplined in private, build systems that remove decision fatigue. If you leave too many choices open, you'll be tempted to negotiate with yourself. Set fixed times for your most important tasks. Keep a written plan so you don't have to decide what to do next. Treat your schedule as non-negotiable, as if it were given to you by someone you respect deeply. This helps eliminate the moments when you might talk yourself out of doing what needs to be done. Accountability tools can also help, even if they're just for you. Keep a daily log of what you've done. Review it regularly to see whether you're living up to your own standard. The act of tracking your actions makes it harder to pretend you're being consistent when you're not. Over time, this becomes a personal scoreboard, showing you whether your private discipline is growing stronger or weaker. There's a certain pride that comes from knowing your discipline is self-driven. You're not working for applause or approval. You're working because you've decided your goals are worth it. You're working because you respect yourself enough to keep promises you've made to yourself. That pride becomes motivation in itself. It's the satisfaction of looking in the mirror and knowing you're not letting yourself down, even when no one else would know the difference. Ultimately, staying disciplined when no one is watching is about integrity. It's about aligning your actions with your values regardless of circumstances. It's about doing the right thing for your future self, even when your present self would rather take it easy. It's about building a reputation with yourself that you will keep your own word every single time. If you make this your standard, if you decide that you will act with the same discipline in private as you do in public, you will become unstoppable. You'll be the kind of person who doesn't depend on external motivation, who doesn't crumble when the spotlight is off, who doesn't drift when left alone. You'll be consistent when others fade, focused when others get distracted, and prepared when others are scrambling. And when the results start to show, they won't be the product of luck or chance. They'll be the inevitable outcome of countless private moments where you chose discipline over ease. That's what separates the ones who dream from the ones who achieve.
Chapter 9. Give maximum effort daily until results become impossible to miss. Results that stand out are never a matter of chance. They are the outcome of relentless effort, applied day after day, until there is no possible way for anyone to overlook them. Most people work just enough to get by, and because of that, their results blend into the background. But when you give maximum effort every single day, you begin to create a level of progress and achievement that is so visible, so undeniable, that it cannot be ignored. That's when opportunities open. That's when your reputation takes on a life of its own. That's when people start to recognize that you are operating on a completely different level. Giving maximum effort daily means you're no longer interested in doing the minimum required. You refuse to measure your work by someone else's low standard. You take it upon yourself to push beyond what is expected, because you understand that greatness doesn't come from simply meeting expectations. It comes from surpassing them consistently. And this isn't something you do for a week or a month. It's something you do until it becomes a defining part of your character. One of the most important things to understand about maximum effort is that it's not just about time. It's about intensity and focus. Two people can work for the same number of hours, but the one who works with total concentration and relentless drive will always produce more. This is why giving maximum effort requires you to cut out distractions, refuse to settle for good enough, and attack your work with urgency and intention. You approach each task with the mindset that it deserves your best, no matter how routine it might feel. The challenge is that this kind of effort is not always rewarded immediately. In fact, there will be long stretches where it feels like no one notices, where your progress seems small, and where it would be easier to pull back to the pace of everyone else. But this is where most people fail. They quit before the compounding effect of their effort can show. The ones who keep going, who continue to give their best even without instant gratification, are the ones who eventually produce results so large they can no longer be overlooked. You have to treat your work like a craft, even if no one else around you does. Every day is another chance to sharpen your skills, improve your output, and deepen your understanding. You stop thinking in terms of just getting it done,
and start thinking in terms of making it excellent. That shift is what causes your results to stand out over time. And once your results stand out, people begin to associate your name with excellence itself. Giving maximum effort also requires that you challenge yourself in ways most people won't. You don't take the easy assignments and coast. You take on the projects that stretch your limits. You volunteer for the hard work. You push yourself to deliver faster, better, and more effectively than before. This doesn't just improve your skills, it also builds a reputation for being the person who can be counted on when it matters most. That reputation alone can change the course of your career or your business. It's also important to understand that maximum effort is not about burning yourself out. It's about being deliberate with your energy. You can't go full speed in every direction, but you can identify the most valuable areas of your work and pour your best effort into them. You figure out what produces the biggest results, and then commit to doing those things with absolute commitment. You remove the wasted motion, the pointless busy work, and the half-hearted attempts. What's left is pure, high-quality effort that drives visible results. As you maintain this standard day after day, something else happens. You develop momentum. The more effort you put in, the more capable you become. The more capable you become, the more you can accomplish in less time. And the more you accomplish, the more confident you grow. This momentum is powerful because it begins to feed on itself. You start producing better results naturally, simply because you've been working at a higher level for so long. There's also a mental toughness that comes from sustaining maximum effort. Most people avoid pushing themselves too hard because they don't like the discomfort. They don't like feeling tired, challenged, or stretched. But when you push yourself every day, you become comfortable with discomfort. You stop running from it and start using it as a sign that you're growing. That resilience makes you stronger in every area of life, not just in your work. When you live at this level of effort, your results don't just improve gradually. They leap ahead. You begin to hit goals faster than expected. You begin to take on challenges that once seemed impossible. And you start to notice that people react differently to you. They take you more seriously, trust you with more responsibility, and seek your input because they know you deliver at a level few others can match. The truth is, most people's results are forgettable because their effort is forgettable. They never push past the point of average. They never demand more from themselves than the environment demands from them. If you want results that people remember, you have to do the opposite. You have to set your own standard for effort and refuse to lower it, even when everyone around you is settling for less. Another key point, maximum effort is not about chasing perfection, but about chasing your best possible performance in every moment. Perfection will hold you back because it creates fear of starting, but pushing for your best performance removes that fear. You focus on action, improvement, and execution, knowing that each day's best will build into something remarkable over time. It's also essential to track your progress. Maximum effort without measurement can become vain. Keep a record of your work, whether it's numbers, milestones, or tangible achievements, so you can see the direct connection between your effort and your results. This not only proves to you that the effort is working, but also fuels your motivation to keep going. In time, your results will speak louder than any claims you could make about your work ethic. People will see the difference. They'll notice that your projects are finished faster, your performance is stronger, and your output is higher quality than the rest. And it won't be because you got lucky or had special advantages. It will be because you chose to give your best every day, long after others stopped trying. Giving maximum effort daily also sets a personal precedent. Once you've operated at this level for long enough, you can't go back to working at half capacity. Your own standard will feel too important to lower. You'll know what you're capable of, and anything less will feel like a betrayal of your own potential. This is one of the most powerful transformations that can happen in a person. You stop needing external motivation because you've built an internal requirement to give your best. Eventually, Your results become so visible that no one can deny them. People will try to explain them away. Maybe they'll say you had an advantage. Maybe they'll say you got lucky. But deep down, you'll know the truth. You earned it. You put in the work every day. You gave more than anyone else was willing to give. And the results you now have are simply the inevitable outcome of that relentless standard. From that point on, success stops being a mystery to you. You understand exactly how to create it, because you've lived the process. You know that all it takes is showing up every day, giving your absolute best, and doing it long enough for the world to take notice. And once you know that, you can apply it to anything, any goal, any challenge, any dream. The formula will always work, because it's built on the foundation of consistent, maximum effort. So you keep going, you keep giving your best daily, not because you have to prove anything to others, but because you know that this is the path to results that no one can ignore. And when your results speak for themselves, you won't need to explain your work ethic. Everyone will already know.
Chapter 10. Keep grinding daily until you clearly stand above everyone. Standing above everyone else is not the result of one big move, one breakthrough, or one extraordinary day. It's the result of a relentless grind carried out day after day, long after most people would have slowed down or stopped altogether. It comes from a steady commitment to keep showing up, to keep producing, to keep learning, and to keep improving, until your work, your results, and your presence make it obvious that you're operating on a higher level than anyone around you. Most people begin their journey with enthusiasm. They set goals, make plans, and work hard for a while. But as time goes on, they start to ease up. The early energy fades, and the grind becomes less appealing. They start taking more breaks, justifying longer pauses, and accepting slower progress. This is where you separate yourself. You make the decision to keep grinding, not for a few weeks or months, but for as long as it takes. You understand that the grind isn't a temporary phase. It's the foundation that will carry you to a place most people will never reach. Grinding daily means treating each day as a building block in the structure you're creating. It's not about doing something extraordinary every day. It's about consistently stacking effort, making sure each block is placed with care, precision, and intention. Over time, those blocks form a wall so high and solid that no one can ignore it. The people who started with you will look up one day and see you far ahead, wondering how you created such a gap. They won't realize that you did it by refusing to slow down when they did. One of the most powerful aspects of grinding daily is that it compounds in ways most people can't see in the beginning. Each day you push forward, you're not just adding a small amount of progress, you're also multiplying your capability. Your skills sharpen, your knowledge deepens, your efficiency improves, and your confidence grows. This compounding effect is invisible at first, which is why so many quit before it kicks in. But if you keep grinding long enough, it becomes undeniable. Suddenly, your results leap far ahead of those who started with the same resources, the same opportunities, or even more talent than you. This level of daily grind demands a different relationship with time. You stop expecting fast results, and instead focus on relentless progress. You measure your success by the consistency of your effort, rather than the speed of your wins. This mindset keeps you steady through the slow seasons, because you know that persistence will eventually outpace talent, luck, and quick bursts of effort from others. To grind daily at this level, you need to develop routines that make progress inevitable. The more you rely on habits, rather than willpower, the easier it becomes to keep going when motivation dips. You create a structure for your days that leaves little room for drifting or wasting time. Your schedule reflects your priorities, and you defend it against distractions and low-value activities. The grind is built into your life, so showing up becomes automatic, whether you feel like it or not. But the grind is not just about working long hours, it's about working with focus and purpose.
Anyone can stay busy, but busyness is not the same as progress. The daily grind that elevates you above everyone else is deliberate. You're always asking yourself if what you're doing is moving you closer to your goal or just filling time. You remove what doesn't matter and double down on what does. This is how you make each day count in ways most people never will. Another key is embracing the fact that the grind is as lonely. There will be stretches where it feels like no one understands your drive, where your effort is unnoticed, and where it seems like you're working harder than everyone else for less immediate reward. This is normal. In fact, it's a sign you're on the right track. Most people can't handle that loneliness. They need constant validation, and when they don't get it, they slow down. You, on the other hand, keep going regardless. That ability to stay in motion without applause is what allows you to outlast and eventually outshine everyone else. Grinding daily also builds a level of resilience that others simply can't match. Challenges will come, unexpected setbacks, difficult days, failures that sting. The daily grind teaches you to keep moving forward despite them. You stop treating obstacles as reasons to stop and start seeing them as part of the process. Over time, you develop a toughness that makes you nearly impossible to discourage. While others are derailed by setbacks, you keep showing up, and that consistency becomes one of your greatest competitive advantages. The people who truly stand above everyone else are not always the most talented or the smartest. Often they're simply the ones who stayed in the game long after others gave up. They didn't let fatigue, boredom, or impatience pull them away from their path. They treated each day as an opportunity to add one more layer to their foundation, to make one more move forward, to improve by one more degree. That's what the grind is, small wins accumulated over time until they become a towering achievement. One of the most overlooked benefits of the daily grind is how it changes the way people see you. At first, your effort might go unnoticed, but as time passes, people start to realize that you're different. They see that you're still working hard when others have slowed down. They notice that your output is higher, your results are stronger, and your reputation is growing. Eventually, they start to assume that you're going to win in whatever you take on, simply because you've shown that you won't stop until you do. That reputation is a powerful asset, and it's earned only through consistent grinding. The grind also forces you to keep raising your standards. As you improve, what once felt like maximum effort becomes your new baseline. You're no longer satisfied with the level of work that once impressed you. You keep pushing, keep refining, keep finding ways to make your best even better. This constant raising of the bar is what keeps you ahead, because while others are settling into their comfort zones, you're already moving to the next challenge. Grinding daily until you stand above everyone else is not glamorous in the short term. There are no shortcuts, no instant recognition, no quick wins that last. But over time, the consistency pays off in a way that nothing else can. The gap you create becomes so wide that catching you is no longer possible. You're not just ahead, you're in a league of your own. And it all started because you made a simple decision to keep going every day, no matter what. When you finally reach the point where you clearly stand above everyone else, you'll understand something important. It wasn't one huge effort that got you there. It was the discipline to keep grinding when others took breaks. It was the choice to keep stacking days of effort until the evidence of your work could no longer be ignored. That's the formula. Steady, deliberate, relentless action, repeated long enough for the results to make the statement for you. And when those results are visible to everyone, you won't have to tell people you're the best in your field. You won't have to convince them of your capability. They'll already know, because you've proven it in the most undeniable way possible by showing up, grinding, and rising so far above the rest that the difference is plain to see. That's the reward for the grind, and it's worth every single day you put into it.